Yeah, I mean, honestly, it's just not, literally not to do it again. You know, it's we went to bed last night scratching our heads. A lot of questions that need to be answered, and still do. We changed some componentry last night that we expect to go better, and we went slower today again, which is like the fourth day in a row of speed loss. Setup really hasn't changed, so it's not, you know, you can draw a direct comparison. We can see it in the data. But unfortunately, we've got to identify what the component is, and you know, there's not enough time even before tomorrow. So maybe Tuesday, Wednesday, we can really dig in and see what we find. But you know, look, like I said, I mean, we're in the show. That's all we can really ask for. And I thought, you know, early in the week last week, our race cars were solid. I ran with these guys quite a bit. Felt we were right there. So I just wanted a chance at it. It's all you can ask for at this stage. And we've got that, but I know how much it stings on the flip side.
So you do feel like the issues are solvable before the 500?
Yes. I mean, I think there's a clear fall off in drag coefficient on our car that we can see in the data. And I'm not going to go into how we measure that, but we have some pretty smart guys that have come over and new this year. And the one gentleman in particular, he's been at Mercedes F1, you know, Ferrari F1 team, and so he's really bright, and he's looked into it, and we can see the clear fall off in drag, or increase in drag. But you know, overnight, what all do you do? I mean, we put on our road course gearbox, which nobody else I can guarantee is running. You know, we just threw on some random uprights and we tried to make it work, but we lost speed again. You know, first run of the day, 29.4, just not great. But yeah, that's the way it goes.
Thanks, Kyle. Obviously, also joined by two more drivers. Will Power, who, of course, qualifies for the middle of row number one, drive the number 12 Verizon Business, Team Penske Chevrolet. It was the third straight front row start at the NTT IndyCar Series here in 2024, fifth front row start in the Indianapolis 500. And Nolan, thanks also for coming up after your day today. Driver number 18, Dale Coyne Racing Honda. Nolan, we'll begin with you. Your thoughts on not making the show this year?
Yeah, super disappointed, obviously. You know, I feel like today we did the best we could do. You know, as a team, I think, had the best car that we've had since we started this whole event. Those were the best four laps I think I've done. It felt pretty maximized, and ultimately it wasn't fast. You know, took a swing at it to try and find half mile an hour to get to where Graham was at, and you know, we were already on the limit of, you know, the trim. So was gonna go home because I, you know, went flat and did everything I could do, and you know, I wasn't gonna go home because I lifted. So here I am.
Yeah. And Will, we were talking about another Team Penske front row. Just your thoughts on that. Congratulations.
Yeah. Yep. I was pretty certain one of our cars would get pole back at Long Beach, like in the off season, to be honest. I just knew how much work we'd done, and pretty cool to get a front row lockout. I definitely like second place this year. It's just every single weekend, it's either second in the race or second in qualifying. So I'll continue that for the rest of the year. Maybe I'll get a championship, and that'll be a first. So it's good stuff.
That's the plan. We'll just pencil you in for a second in Detroit next week, 2 weeks.
Yes, and qualifying.
All right, more questions for all five. If you have a question specifically for Nolan, so he can get he can check out of here too, that'd be great. But Chris, go ahead.
Nolan, in the garage area, you know, crew guys and everybody are coming up to you, you know, saying, you know, great job, hell of an effort, everything like that. Does that positivity and that knowledge of everyone appreciating what you did and the applause of everybody out here in the grandstands, does that take away a little bit of the sting, knowing that you gained a lot of respect from everybody else here?
Honestly, no, not really. but I certainly appreciate everything that the team's done. We were in this together. You know, they wanted it too. It's not like, you know, I was the only one in this. They wanted it as well, and they worked really, really, really hard for a long time you know, to make this happen. So big thank you to them. And, you know, we were all in it together. They're not thanking me for doing a good job or, you know, everyone did a good job. I know that ultimately the result doesn't reflect that, but they worked really hard. So super appreciative of the effort that they put in. And, you know, we were in it together for months. So it's like a family.
And Graham, you had those issues earlier on. Can you list what was the everything that went on? Because I think I missed one or two of the things. It was like a right rear wheel thing or what else?
Well, yeah, that was a different, a different mistake. But we were lucky, you know, in practice that, you know, I entered turn three and I felt the car shake. And I thought, well, I mean, maybe a gust of, you know, gust of wind, although it was a pretty calm day. You know, going down the back, I always checked the flags, so I knew there wasn't a lot. Then I got to the apex of three, and the car started to move around considerably, and I bailed out. But, you know, we were lucky that we were able to kind of keep it together. But, obviously everybody's already figured it out, but a wheel nut was left loose. And, you know, that could have ended our day right there for sure, or ended our hopes. And so we were lucky to get through that. But aside from that, you know, we've got a lot of work to do over the next couple of days to identify sort of what's gone wrong and the degradation of speed and performance of the car through the week. Because, I mean, legitimately Thursday, at least in the Honda camp, we looked pretty solid from what we could see. Friday came out, had a really, you know, downward sort of trend, and Saturday the same. I mean, even today went out first run, like I said, it was a 29.4 or something, which is the slowest we had gone by 2 miles an hour over Friday morning. Same setup, same everything. So it doesn't really make a lot of sense, but we got lucky to get in, and, you know, we'll go from there.
Again, we're trying to prioritize Nolan and Graham. Stevie, can you? You got anything for those two? Anyone else has a question for Nolan and Graham? Go ahead.
For Graham, thinking back to last year, you didn't get a chance in the final run. You had to sit there kind of defenseless, and it felt very much.
It was the same.
Yeah, it was the same. So I was just kind of curious, like, if any of that felt a little bit different in comparison.
Well, it never feels calm. It never feels good. At least this time I got out of the car and I could at least be on my feet to see the verdict of what was going to happen versus sitting there watching a tablet. But the way the rules are written for the LCQ is not, it's not favorable to those on the bump. You can't move. If you pull out of line, you pull your time. You're not allowed to make the adjustments on the car that you'd like to proactively. You've got to wait to see and then pull. So you can change tires and put in fuel. That's about it. And so it's not a great feeling, you know. And we knew Marcus was going to run. And as I said a bit ago, we expected him to have the pace because he has the whole time, at least of the four of us, to be there. And so again, you know, then that leaves Nolan, you know, one opportunity to go. And that being said, you know, you just can't run. I mean, he left with 2 minutes left. That's it. There's no time to go and to react. But like I said out there, I've got a tremendous amount of respect for Nolan. I'll put him on the spot here, but as I said on TV, he may be a new name to a lot of people, but he's a name that you guys are going to become familiar with. He's won at every level. He's won at everything he's done. He'll be here. He's going to be winning here. There's no doubt about that. He's young. When did I meet you the first time? Probably 10 years ago. He was much shorter than he is now. But he's a great kid. And to these guys will attest to it, too. To have an accident like that midweek and to get the confidence to come back and just jump right back into the high boost and everything else, it's not easy at all. And to go out there and to do what he did today and what Dale Coyne did, they found a lot of speed over the last 2 days. And I don't think there's a lot of teams out there that can say they magically, you know, found, I think, over a mile an hour on his car, a couple miles an hour on Cat's. That's not an easy thing to accomplish. So tip of the cap to them.
And then, Nolan, for you, obviously you know, this is gut-wrenching on a lot of levels, but you're still also fighting for an IndyNex championship in the process of all this stuff going on. But over this two-week stretch, running around, practice, what have you, what do you hope that you've shown over the course of this month?
You know, I wish we could have shown that we deserve to be in the 500. but, no, you know, we've had a difficult, really the whole event has been difficult, but we've had a difficult couple of days, and we pulled through it, and as a team, again, you know, we did everything we possibly could. I feel like, maximized the runs today. And, yeah, I mean, that's all you can do. I guess I hope that everyone saw that we as a team did everything that we could possibly do.
Thanks, man.
Graham and Nolan, thanks for coming up under these circumstances. Appreciate you. Thank you. Nolan, see you next week, or a couple weeks in Detroit. And Graham will obviously start 33rd in the Indianapolis 500 a week from Sunday. Thanks, guys. Thanks, Nolan. Joined now, obviously, by Scott McLaughlin, driver number 3, Pennzoil Team Penske Chevrolet, 4-lap average, 234.220, which is the fastest pole speed ever at the Indianapolis 500, his second NTT P1 award of the season, 7th of his career, and has been talked about, front row sweep for Team Penske for the first time in, since 1988. Team Penske's 19th pole at the Indy 500 and 301st, all told. Congratulations. You going to celebrate this for a while, I'm assuming?
Yeah, absolutely. But we've got next week, you know. But very proud of the group, I think. I think it's our first front row sweep since 1988.
88, yep.
So, I think to do it now with, you know, these two boys, but also, you know, Roger's house, and I think we're all just very happy for Roger. It's been a tough few years, obviously, not with the at least with the call speed. Joseph winning last year was fantastic, but you know, a lot of the objective was to bring faster cars, and I think we certainly have, obviously. So proud of the effort, and that was just a gnarly run. It was so cool, man, and really proud of everyone.
All right, questions for any of the three drivers. Steve, we left you hanging there for a second. Go ahead, thanks.
Yeah, all three of you guys, congratulations. Pretty cool. Since 1988 was the last time Penske was on the front row together. You've all said the team's worked hard in the off season on your pace here. Can you maybe walk us through a few of what those things are? And did your new partnership with AJ Foyt Racing help at all?
It was a few things. The push rod was one. That was a gain for us. I was the only one in the top 12 last year that didn't have that. And that might be about a half mile an hour. Chevy worked really hard in the off season, so that was a gain. And then all the other little details we did, including, you know, working with Foyt, was a little bit of it.
Either of you guys, anything to add?
It's not one thing. I mean, look, you know, like I said earlier, we've been working on this for the last 4 years, and every year we show up, we felt like, you know, we've put in as much effort as we can. This must be a turnaround for us, and it hadn't been. So, you know, when you go that many off seasons combing every detail, you know, they're bound to add up. And I think, you know, we probably were still missing a couple things this last year. And when you compile a couple new things with 3 years prior of just stacking little details together, it's hundreds of items. I mean, it's a lot. It's not there was one magic bullet. So it's a testament to the team. You know, this is pretty cool that they were able to put. Look, this is what Indianapolis is all about, is showcasing the talent of the team as a whole. It's every individual, you know. I mean, we definitely, we're driving it, and it sometimes is hair-raising, but it is about the team and what they build for race cars, you know. And it's a pride, it's a badge of pride, I think, for everybody in this garage that we have at Team Penske. They're going to be really proud of this one to have 1, 2, 3.
Bruce.
Bruce Meyer with NBCSports.com. Will, it was Friday at Long Beach. They brought you in after practice, and you were so excited about Chevy power that you guaranteed a Penske driver would win the pole for the Indianapolis 500. You even went one step further and said, we might even sweep the front row.
Yeah.
Now, what was it all the way back in April that gave you that confidence that today was going to happen?
Well, everything we just talked about, the hundreds of little details that add up to speed around this place with this current formula. So, for every single everything, I mean, even the engine was a big upgrade from last year. We certainly struggled last year against Honda. And just all those little things that add up, it's crazy. It just blows my mind how many things you have to do to be fast here. To put it in perspective, if you put a standard Dallara that looks exactly the same as our cars and all the cars on the grid, it'd be about 10 mile an hour slower than what we run. That's how ridiculous it is. That's how much work you got to do to get to this speed.